Oh, hi. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. Today's discussion is a weird, funny one. Well, I know we are both eager to learn something new, but this episode is for my new folks, my new people. Those who haven't tasted sex and want to try it out for the first time. And this episode is on how to vaginize yourself. Well, steps to take and things to do. I know you feel awkward because you are wondering who is a virgin in this time and day. But well, there are virgins. I think I know a few. And I've had my fair share of being first for some people. I don't want to talk about when I broke mine because it was unconventional. But fun and an eye-opener. I think my crazy dream started too early. Well, enough about me. Let's take a nosedive into our episode, prepping and how to lose your virginity. And it's not a big deal if you choose to remain a virgin. I respect that very much. But don't come at me with premarital sex stuff. Yeah, I fornicate. And also, I respect your choices, so reciprocate that feeling. So first, when you make up your mind that day that you want to shag, or I am ready to shag or be shagged, you'll be nervous as fuck. The nerves will be all over the place. Your nerves are probably all over the place. It's perfectly normal because first time for something like sex will cause all your nerves to definitely come alive. Let me tell you this, just be calm. Your nerves can cause you to fuck everything up. I know I'm just making it worse, but yeah, and prior to that day, make your partner aware it is your first time. So you save yourself from some level of ridicule. First time for guys are always short, and for females, there's this care about penetration, that it is painful. Well, but that is a two-way street. It is painful depending on the size of the dick you are getting fucked with. And even with that, if your partner isn't in a rush and is patient, you won't really feel it. Trust me, like, the pain will be there, but it won't really be there because they did a really good job. The first ever big dick I saw scared me, to be honest. Like, months, that shit is going to be entering me, my little girl. Like, how? It won't fit, but after I had Laura, I realized nothing is too big if there's enough lubrication and a baby's head is able to come out of there. So a dick can, but it needs patience and lots of foreplay and lubrication. That is if you dry up real quick. Let's talk about breaking a female first. Then we move to guys. If you're sure about sex, my dear woman, and you've never even used a dildo or vibrator before, let your partner know so he preps you up. That is if you know the size of his dick. Dildos aren't so expensive. You can buy a little one, like a bullet vibrator, but just a little one, because you never had sex. And try it on you so you don't end up tensing up. So you get used to something entering you, something penetrating you, even if it's small. If your hymen is still intact, then it might help break it before the real dough, you know. Because if he has big dick, yeah, it's a lot to take in. Get what I mean? Breaking a virgin takes a lot of patience. Trust me. For me, I try to stay clear of virgins, like the old V word, but seems I attracted them somehow. Ladies, I know it's going to be a lot to take in. No pun intended there. But you need to get your nerves in check. Your nerves are everything. Trim the hairs on your pussy, because he'll need to see the gateway to the hallways of your cunt. Yeah, before he proceeds. And guys, please get lubrication just for a plan B. That should be the plan B. Sometimes she'll be so nervous that she might end up drying up really quickly, which the lube can take care of. You get me? Cause her nerves are all over the place and her emotions are just going rampant. When you have lubrication, it helps because she might quickly dry up. And please don't jump right into sex. The moment she comes over, make jokes, watch a movie. I know you're about to have sex, but take your time. Hold your horses. Anything that will take her mind off it before you start touching her and stimulate her feelings. And you move to kissing. But prior to this, you need to know what she likes. What she likes in bed. I know she won't really know because she hasn't had sex. But since it's her first time, really know, yes, to explore. So the first time will be basically an experiment on to know what she likes, so you observe her reaction to certain things you do. Yes, make sure you have packs of condoms for the ordeal because you might need it. So let me just chip this in. If you are maybe on tech campus and you want to break your virginity, you are low on condoms, don't worry, CD2U got you. You just check on Twitter at CD2U2 on Twitter and they will sort you out. They are delivering so fast. Yes, so packs of condom, very necessary. And I'm not going to talk about foreplay because I have a whole episode, darlings, on foreplay. Yeah, so I'm not going to go back to that. So you just have to go down and listen to foreplay. My ladies. Yes, it'll be scary for you. You see, my first time wasn't scary. I was just a bit a curious cat. So you'll be nervous and wonder if you will perform well. But if it's your first time, so don't be thinking of that. Don't be thinking of just break the first barrier, then after you can worry about the sex positions and how you allow him to put you in 7 positions in like 70 minutes later. Yeah, I know, I just brought Tori in this, but yes, you get what I mean. You don't have to worry about the positions or how to please him just yet. Just get the first thing out of the way, him penetrating you out of the way, then after he can put you in 7 positions in 70 minutes. You need to be relaxed. When I say relaxed, you need to take your mind off the sex you're about to have. The penetration can be mildly painful or very painful depending on his patience on the whole thing. So let me move back to the guys. I know you might be in a rush to have sex, but it's her first time, so be a gentleman about it. You can go caveman way later when she's used to your cock entering her cunt, like, yeah. But for right now, no. You aren't supposed to insert all your cock at once. You're trying to kill her. It should be slow. You go in with little head first. When you feel it enter a bit, you pull out and enter again with a little more inches, slowly till you're fully in. I know it seems like work, but patience moves mountains, and the mountain is your cock. Thank you for coming to my TED talk. That's what I'm going to talk about. Guys losing their virginity. Yeah. Well, basically, it's still the guy who's going to work. But I'll add a little tips for ladies on how to help the guy in penetration. Wait, let me chip this in, by the way. If you are both virgins, if you are both still new to this thing, you guys need to read more and check out Sex Styles. I won't advise you to actually watch porn. I think I have an episode on myths about porn. Yes, because they have unrealistic expectations in them and some things in there are all acting and do not apply to real life situations. You watch porn and you see a 6-inch cock just sliding right through with little to no lubrication or something, and they are, oh my god, dude. If it's your first time, your nerves will even be worse than females. You feel so nervous and still going to do the work. I know. And it's your first time, your hands may be a little clammy, your mind will be all over the place. Some ladies will just lie and expect you to do all the work. But for me, I'll take charge sometimes. That depends, or I'll just lie and let you have your strokes on the first round, and maybe the second round, I'll get right into it. I'm glad the baby is about to get lit because I'll ride your soul out. And thanks again for coming to my TED talk. Man, you gotta prepare. Get your condoms. Shave your hairs, your pubic hairs, I mean. I can't suck a dick and be having hairs in my mouth or down my throat. That's cringe. Cause sometimes when hair sticks in your throat, like, it makes you cough and you think maybe I'm sick or something, but it's just that your hair stuck somewhere. Virgin man about to not be a virgin anymore. Ha.
I love you.
And also, my ladies, most men won't tell you when it's their first time, or it's because they'll feel that you're not going to take them serious because you think they can't do shit. Yeah, but everybody was once a virgin, and people are still virgins. So if you have the experience, you can just help them out. And some of them, you won't even know it's their first time because they do it so well, man. Like, where do you learn all of these? Well, your tongue game must be on point. Read wide, or you can just listen to my podcast for a lot of health and sex. You know, XOXO podcast, got you. Prep yourself, and also, first times are always short. And as a virgin, it will be too short. Do not opt for pull out. Do not take that risk because it's your first time. You might not be able to stop yourself in time to pull out. And just a little bit of sperm can do some damage. I mean, pregnancy, you know. So wear a condom. If she's insisting on no condoms, please don't do it. So you perfect your pull-out game. Do not try that on your first sex. First sex, wear a condom, or if you are going to come inside, make sure there's a plan B. She takes post-pill. Emergency contraceptive, that is. Well, that day will feel like judgment day. You'll be thinking of all the things that could go wrong, and that is bad. Do not overthink it because your attention will be divided. And sometimes when your attention is divided, your dick doesn't get hard. And you might do some clumsy shit that might make her make fun of you later. And I don't like embarrassment, so I don't wish sin for you or anyone in general. And also, keep your head in the game. It's like football. You just have to think of how to score your goal and reach ultimate pleasure. First rounds are like mostly shit. It is the second round that you can put all the things that you've learned to use. Like, listen to my podcast and hear that foreplay. And look, the second round should be intense. Like, yeah. Her eagerness can also influence your interest in sex. If she was shit in bed, like first time for you, you won't like the idea of sex. I think those people are the ones who keep writing sex is overrated on social media. Good sex isn't. So make sure you find yourself someone who knows their shit and not just a keyboard monster like BB would say. Yeah. If she's a virgin too, then it is good. Then you both learn how to please each other. You get it, yes. And go to like it. But if you find an experienced chap like me, I didn't say that, then it's also a plus. Ladies, learn to take the rain in the bedroom. I'm serious, like, yeah, don't just lie there like a piece of wood. I'm sorry. The bedroom isn't just for the man. Fuck his brains out. Suck his cock like it's your last meal. Give him something memorable. Girl, something he can never forget about you. Be a memorable fuck. Listen to this. I said what? Be a memorable fuck. You get it? Make sure that they enjoy everything you're doing so much that even after years, if you guys don't have sex and you're like, hey, you know, my first time was the bomb. You get me? Yes. Always make sure that you are lit everywhere you go, even in the bedroom. Be that fireman. So I'm not going to take much of your time. Thank guys, like today I know it's weird talking about this, but I had to do it for my bros and my sisters. So thanks guys. Like, I've talked so much today, but I need to do an episode for my newbies who want to have sex but don't have any tutors or don't know who to actually move to, because it's weird talking about, oh, I'm a virgin, can you give me tips or can you give me pointers on how to make her, to rock her world and all of that. And I am Akosha Lefty, your sexologist, your personal one, that is. Well, thanks for listening to today's episode. And don't forget to live life so well that you won't look back and have regrets. I love you loads. And live life for me. Don't forget to follow me. Yes, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Akosha Lefty. Sorry. At Akosha Lefty. Instagram at _Lefty_. Facebook at Akosha Lefty. And Snapchat at Akosha Lefty. Till next time, my darlings. Ciao. Adios. Au revoir. Bye.